Dictation for Robert Forrest, F-O-R-E-S-T, April 378. Mr. Forrest Robert, a 47 gentleman. Primary care, Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Dialysis in Alma, changing services to my practice. Started dialysis around April, presented with 4 or 5 week history, multiple symptoms, found it to be on dialysis requiring, found it to be on renal failure requiring dialysis, presently has an AV fistula, dialysis catheter on the right side that has been removed, feeling better, following a diet, tolerating meals without nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel problems or bleeding, still making some urine, no infection, cloudiness of blood, prior edema improving, presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, nor orthopnea, PND, no oxygen or TPA machine. Dialysis catheter was causing some discomfort on the right shoulder. What he was wearing a cane, but that's improving. Past medical history, next paragraph, from hypertension on prior medications. History of kidney stone requiring procedure when he was in his 20s. Doesn't know the type and no recurrence. Otherwise, is not significant. Procedures for the stone removal, dialysis catheter, AV fistula. Next paragraph, he denies smoking alcohol. He works as a truck driver. Denies family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph. I review medications. Presently on Norvasc, vitamin D125, Faslo, Fast Renal discontinued just a few days ago. It was upsetting him. We use heparin on dialysis, thyroid replacement, anemia management with Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Next paragraph, on physical exam, very pleasant, alert, orientation 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech, multiple tattoos, normal eye movements, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, lungs cardiovascular normal, AV fistula open, no abdominal distension, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, he's dialyzing for 3 hours 15, target weight 94, between 2 and 3 liters of fluid removal, blood pressure between 110s, 130s over 70s, Next paragraph, in the hospital, CT scan abdomen and pelvis, no contrast, normal liver, normal pancreas, spleen, some calcification liver and spleen, no kidney obstruction, bilateral renal cyst, bilateral stones without obstruction, no urinary retention, bilateral inguinal hernias, umbilical hernia, degenerative changes of the spine. I reviewed this imaging with him today. Kidney ultrasound, 10.3 on the right, 9.6 on the left, and again, no obstructions and the presence of renal cyst. There was an MRI of the brain because of dizziness, changes compatible with taxi metabolic abnormalities from uremia. There was no bleeding. An echo in that opportunity, normal ejection fraction with grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. There was no left ventricular hypertrophy. Next paragraph, as part of transplant workup, there has been a recent stress testing, negative for ischemia. Ejection fraction up to 81%, no arrhythmia. He is being evaluated for transplant at Trinity Health. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease. History of hypertension, but apparently well controlled, and no evidence of typical hypertensive changes like small kidneys nephrosclerosis or left ventricular hypertrophy. He has this bilateral cyst. They are not typical for polycystic kidney disease, but probably he has an alternative congenital abnormality. In any regard, he is dialyzing with an AV fistula. He's reaching target weight. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Good clearance. Good control of anemia. Good levels of iron, nutrition. Good levels of potassium. Phosphorus remains elevated. We discussed about diet. He's going to increase the FASLO to 3 each meal. He is aware of the side effects of long-term high phosphorus with wound ulcers or poor circulation. Continue transplant workup. All issues discussed at length with the patient. Continue to follow.